Let's go with
Filthy Creatures. All right, man. What y'all got on y'all minds tonight? So the first topic is, does a man feel obligated to defend his new spouse when a baby mama or family member disrespect her or their relationship?
Yeah, that bitch got that.
That's all you need.
She got that. Like, you're not going to disrespect my guy over here.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill you and everybody. Okay, I'm choosing one word. I'm going to make sure y'all be buried 6 feet deep.
That's
like, same,
that's
the equivalent the same of killing thing, right? Shit.
Damn, is it?
Come on, man. Try again.
There's nothing else. You disrespecting my new wife? This baby, bitch, you don't mean nothing to us over here. You or your family. I don't give a fuck what y'all saying. I got mine. Y'all right. Trying to ruin this piece up here?
Well, what if it's like a member of your family?
They got adopted.
No, nigga.
Yes. Yes.
Nigga, I'm not about to let my people disrespect mine.
No, I'm not saying letting somebody disrespect.
She married me, not them, nigga.
It's the dying part. All right.
Okay, fine. We won't do the dying, but...
Defend your significant other.
She married me.
You not finna...
She didn't marry my family. I married her. Tell your mom, like, I'm fucking you, not her, so... Whatever she has to say over in this household does not go.
That's
terrible. How?
Man. You you have good intentions.
I'm not about to allow somebody who don't pay no bills.
Your execution. Jesus Christ.
I feel like I'm in kindergarten. You know, the teacher tell the kids, use your words. That's how I feel like when I need to talk to you, nigga.
Like, that's the
what
thing.
What the fuck?
Your execution is like.
I understand where you're coming from.
Don't get up.
No, nigga, I can literally check somebody in my family, but hey, don't you ever say no shit like that.
Right.
You talking about killing people.
Well, that's just, you know.
No, I firmly believe you mean kill.
I think y'all do.
I firmly believe that's what you mean.
I can see you now. Hey, bitch. You know, that's where you
I'm going to say this, man.
That's how you going to start.
Don't talk to my woman like that, bitch. What the fuck is your problem?
There you go.
Give a fuck how you feel.
It ain't even gonna be in front of my old lady. I'll probably check, you know, whoever it is offsite.
Call ass.
No, I need you to please do it in front of me because I'm gonna fuck the shit at you.
Think about it.
Listen, you correct one of your family members defending me.
It's gonna happen.
Come on, come on. It's time to go home. Come on, baby. It's time to go. Where we going, baby? Don't worry about it. It's time to come home. Come on. Come on. I'm gonna suck your dick in the car on the way home.
You just gotta set that. What I'm trying to say, that standard early, dude. No, I'm not gonna bad mouth.
I'm with you, but like you took it too far.
Especially if we got Thanksgiving, y'all talk. Oh, baby, let's go. I'm gonna cuss the fuck out.
Yeah,
and we're gonna go. Before I cuss off and we some plates, we might not even eat that nasty shit.
Oh, no,
we're gonna get the plates. We're gonna get the plates.
All that shit. Who made the mac and cheese? Right. I want this shit. Dry ass turkey.
I'ma still be eating.
God damn. Yep. Bitch, your husband still fucking another nigga. I'm airing out everything. Bitch, your husband fucking another nigga. I'm airing out everything. Then I'm gonna be in the car. You good? Okay. I went too far? No? All right, we good.
The answer is yes. You should defend your significant other, whether it's husband or wife, in front of somebody else.
You're going to blurt all his shit out.
You have to. Yeah, that's the best
thing. His whole rant going to be a bing.
It's the other situations, like when it get real complicated, like when it's your mama or when it's your sister. Like, are you going to defend? Yeah, like, are you going to defend me?
No, though.
Like, I'm not. I don't ask any man to disrespect his mother.
I'm not talking about this.
But I do. I'm going to need you to be like, I slow down. That's my wife. Now, if it's just girlfriend, I mean, I don't know. I guess.
The same rules apply. The same rules apply. I mean,
think about her feelings.
Wife is a big step, but shit, y'all moving toward that goal. So why would I let you disrespect my girl?
No, I'm not saying not disrespect. She was just saying this. The emphasis his own, especially
like if it's your wife.
Yeah. Of your wife. Yeah.
I feel like a relationship period is exclusive. Like, I understand being married is the ultimate goal, but you know what I'm saying? I hate how people downplay, oh, that's just your girlfriend.
That's how they do it, though.
Right.
That's crazy. I don't feel like that at all. If I'm like, I'm with such and such, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
If we moving toward that goal, that's going to happen. So why?
We feel that way about you at the table, but if you go, if something happens to you right now, mm-hmm. he's just not going to get nothing. Because that's how, you might be smart enough to have something rolled up. But the average black person does not. Let me say that first.
I got right now that money going to Keisha, nigga.
I'm going to say this. You might have sense enough to put it in right.
You're right.
The average person does not. They be with somebody 10 years and they don't get shit.
Keisha and that's Kendall. 10
years. So
that's 10 years.
But that's what happens. I know somebody right now with somebody 20 years. Not married. And they ain't getting shit. So the thing is, that's what I'm saying. It gets deeper
that's
than that.
Stupid as fuck.
I've seen it. Man, it happens to that's a lot of people.
I'm gonna tell you how so crazy this is. Like me and Keisha didn't talk about if this don't work out, like I'm gonna still have. You know what I'm saying? I still got you. Whatever you need.
You gonna beat them again?
Damn, shot. Hit the guns, please.
I shall not.
Where is it at, Randy? You got Oh my god. That's supposed to be your boy.
Be my best man.
Damn.
I bet nothing.
Damn.
I'm gonna come to the wedding with no slacks on.
You gonna wear some basketball shorts?
He gonna be the motherfucker that cough when they say, "Does anybody object?"
Everybody gonna come out and look at him.
I'm gonna have a list of bitches.
First time this nigga run trains with asses in his face. That's pull what we're gonna start with.
I'm gonna wait till they ask for the speech. I'm gonna pull that shit down all the way.
That was Brenda.
No.
4 score and 5 years ago.
No. Kyle, what you do is you invite them bitches to the reception.
I wouldn't do that to them.
During the speech. Raise your hand if.
Like, bitch, you sit down, but you can drag me. I'm going to help. You're going to stuff the shot. You're going to rule that moment.
It's going to be 2 minutes. Yeah.
All the bridesmaids going to be like, oh, the fuck.
All the threes going to be there. All the threes.
I'm gonna be throwing bitches around like, oh, hold up.
I'm gonna be on
Superman
stage.
Kicking us.
Birdman. Yeah.
I'm gonna be drunk. That's all I know. Yeah. Just watching this shit. I'm gonna be on Snapchat. Y'all see this shit right here?
I'm gonna wait till it's
true
over.
True love, like, right there.
Where y'all was? When I was fighting the hoes.
Like, nigga, I'm drunk.
I'm definitely gonna be high. Like, I'm gonna pop a gummy while y'all taking y'all pictures.
Ty gonna be going shoe off. I don't know my jacket ain't leaving.
Yeah, man, this is rental. Gotta take this shit back, man.
I spot my shoes up.
Right. They gonna charge me for this shit.
Take that shit back to the shop. Sir, is this blood?
Man, that's ketchup. We had some chicken, man. Fried chicken.
So back to that. So y'all feel like he should defend you? And
absolutely.
Of course.
The women.
Of course, nigga.
So I know they gonna say it.
Y'all ever been in that situation? Like anything like that ever popped up?
Similarly. But I definitely commanded my respect, and she told me later on, she was like, you know what, I thought you was weak. I don't know why, maybe because you wasn't saying that. She said, but you gonna command your respect? I said, yeah, I am, always.
Mine wasn't like that. It was just like a situation. But you know how y'all got excited when you was like, your man defended you? That's how she was in the car. She's like, I like how you in this situation, man.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I got home.
Yes,
we
did on the way home.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Was that last month?
That had turned
on 2 months ago. My grandma.
That was a terrible situation.
My grandma was trying to.
I wasn't
strong on into taking my kid, and so it's a situation that happened, and my wife was like, "They can't go no more without you." Cool. I ain't even had no problem with that. So my grandma was like, "Well, I'm just trying to see." I said, "Grandma, no offense, they ain't going in the discussion." We decided that's not what we're gonna do, and we just gonna leave it at that. And so she done called the whole damn family on me, talking about some Mark. You know, somebody talk to Mark. I don't know what I did. I said, Grandma, I ain't did. You know, if you want to talk to me, you talk to me. So Patrice later was like, I like how you handled it. Like,
exactly.
I like how you did that. She said you wasn't disrespectful. She said, I listened, but you shocked her because you was just like, nah, like my wife. You know, she said she don't know the part of me and Utah, but you told I told you no. You was like, okay, cool, whatever. And you said no to him. So
it's just like if her mama or her dad disrespect you, you don't want her age. Check your dad or whoever in your family. You said no.
I feel like the number one problem is when it comes to the respect and disrespect, you know, from previous spouses and baby mama. That's what number one.
It be the parents
or when it be the parents most of the time, and I hate to say it be the mom.
Mm-hmm. It be the
mom. Well, I think it comes. It depends on like with men and women.
When I meet moms, I think moms like it be the dad. Yeah, it be terrible.
Look at you fucking his daughter.
I guess you break it down like that, G.
They don't like you.
They look you up and down, bro.
You killing his daughter at night, nigga. Fuck you. I'll break up now.
You ain't feeling me, nigga. Nigga pulled his gun out one time, put it on the dashboard.
Just think about the first nigga that blow Kendall back out.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Okay. Man. Okay. You want to grab your gun right then, and then she a toddler. Look at it. Look at it.
Ma'am.
Think about that.
This is 6'5".
You, now you understand all them daddies right now.
Oh
my God.
I'm getting up out the wheelchair walking. It don't even matter. I'd be a whole train killer by the time killer start day.
Tell me you do. 12.
He forgave all them daddies right then.
I fuck them niggas.
They gonna be like, yeah, fuck you. Telling you. Fuck your daddy. Kill him. You don't see me.
Bring his ass in here.
I'll be like,
bring his ass in here.
Get out of here.
A little more, Scott.
Ask me, how many times I heard of me losing the fight?
Alright, but nigga, you own
that.
Alright, I got a pistol.
There
you
go. I knew you gonna talk about that glizzy.
You got to reach for that bitch first, nigga.
Everybody got to reach for that gun. What you talking about?
You reach, I'm diving on your ass. Them wrestling with you, nigga. Every time you talk about this shit.
Right.
Every time.
Your logic is terrible.
How?
For guns.
Right now. I'm beating the shit out of you right now. You about to go get your shit. You think I'm about to let you leave this apartment, go get your shit and come back?
If we fighting, you think...
You think I'm about to let you leave this apartment? I know you got to go.
My nigga. So listen to what you say. He talking about me and him fighting.
He ain't
just
walking
going,
out. You ain't walking out this day.
We talking about y'all right now. Today we talking this, about when killing.
It don't matter. He under the assumption that I ain't going to fight now. I'm
you
just going to run to the cop.
You not jungle.
I don't know what kind of whole ass nigga you take me for, but we going
to be here. You
that's how it's coming off.
We fighting first, nigga.
All right.
Mark's like his
what he don't understand is think if we start fighting, I'm just gonna be, oh my God, I'm gonna get my gun. I'm gonna put these punches on your ass too, nigga.
No, most niggas, when they lose, they run to the car. To get
their... Nigga, I done lost some fights before.
You ran to the truck to get your
Not at all.
Niggas these days, they do that. They get their ass beat up.
It's if I feel played, you know what I'm saying?
Well, if I stop you, you gonna feel played.
That
bitch.
That's means for you to get to the car.
Bill go.
You better make sure you kill me.
Bill going to kick your ass.
That mean I'm finna shoot through this window.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, wait a minute.
What you mean?
Hold on. Let me know.
My nigga.
Let me
put it out there. So check this out. Me and him started fighting and he stomped me on this floor. Y'all don't do that.
I'm like,
do y'all feel me now?
I'll be like, damn.
He said,
damn, he stumped your ass.
That's what I'm saying. Me and him have a fight, you know what I'm saying? If he get the best of me, cool. If I lose a fight, I understand it, because you ain't going to win them all. But if this nigga stomped me out.
I'll be like, nigga, it was a one-on-one, man.
That's what you going to say?
Nah.
I got a bullet for everybody. What if I got no name on?
I more than likely probably wouldn't let y'all even get.
That's cool, man. It's like y'all know
Jerrell.
Me and Jerrell have a fight. I'm talking about came to blows, nigga. Like real life fight. And Jerrell always had like 30 or 40 pounds on me. And nigga respected me afterwards. That nigga threw some mean ass shoes at me too. We fighting because of football. He said I tackled him too hard. My little ass. You remember me from high school?
Bony.
Alone.
Y'all was skinny, nigga.
Alone now. Just one time for the skinny guys.
138.
I was less than that, nigga. Shit, but
138. arms up.
He was soaking wet. That nigga was soaked up.
He was, and wearing them big ass shirts.
Damn.
Everybody want big shirts, man. What you talking about?
I was actually fat.
Everybody want big shirts.
I was trying to hide fat. Y'all niggas was just doing the shit for style.
I ain't had no style then, G. I had none.
The song White Tees on the video. That's
wow. And they had to be Stratfords.
Yep.
Definitely. I remember them.
Kids. I couldn't get into that.
Definitely.
White Tees.
Shit.
I just want my soul. I just want my South Pole. That's all I need. I thought it was GQ.
Damn, I remember South Pole.
I thought it was fly. I had like 20 button up shirts. Mm-hmm. Real tall. And they were fly.
Pants and
shirt. I had shirts. All the shit. I had the little jumpsuits that Nelly and them had on in the Air Force One video. I had one of them on. Yeah.
Good times.
Good fucking times. It was so much easier then. Mm. If you couldn't afford Jabos, just get the South Pole. And you was good.
Remember the era when we used to wear the little kids' book bags.
Kanye,
babe.
Yeah.
Door.
The racing jackets. Yeah. Yo, with the characters and shit on them.
Oh man, the apple bottom.
Really had two polos on with their collar pop.
Yes,
I didn't do that.
Two polo shirts with their collar pop.
I didn't do that, but I did have one.
Yeah, I remember them thick ass Pet Farm shoes.
Oh, I had a pair with the
two
with the
different
string.
Color laces.
With the shoe string, yeah.
They had to be the fat laces.
I did.
You had whole checkerboards on your shit.
Damn. I did. God. I had a box, a shoe box for the shoe string.
Mm-hmm.
Man, hold on. I got one video.
Man,
those were some wild times, man.
Boy.
Jesus Christ. These
niggas wearing tight jeans.
Everything went from big as fuck to little as fuck.
And I
small
hate
ass mediums and shit.
You see they whole shin, my nigga. No socks.
See they bone structure.
This is how I feel.
What you about to play?
Hold on, bro. That's how I feel about them times, bro.
Wow.
You go back to crazy. Look at the shit you used to wear. Like, what the fuck?
And I'll tell you, right. I feel like that every time I go to my mama's house, bro. She got a picture of me from elementary. I ain't got no line. I had a shirt on that bitch, like 90 different colors. The sleeve was one color, the collar was a color, this side was a color. It was like cut off into like.
And you took pictures in that?
She made me take pictures in that bitch. It's like on the walk. I didn't burn so many of them pictures. The and she keep putting them bitches up. I don't know where the fuck she getting them from.
She got that big package at Ola Mills.
I got some duck head pictures. Like when I used to have duck head, and I used to be fly. I used to have to button up and shit.
My mama got some pictures at the house, and I'd be looking at her like, you let me leave outside.
Y'all remember Eastland?
I never had a pair of Eastlands. I was mad, but I had some B-boots.
Mm-hmm. I had starter some, jackets.
I had a Chicago Bulls starter jacket.
I just love looking at East Bay. Like, nigga,
just ain't getting shit. Wasn't getting nothing in there. Wasn't getting a damn thing in there. But I love looking in there.
Dream of it.
Like, do you hear me?
Get some Jordans, right?
Like, I'm going to get these Jordans. They're $89. I can ask my mama.
Bro, that's crazy. $89 to $220.
And y'all motherfuckers buy it.
We do.
Phone
buys
about $40, $60.
Yeah, and they were like $100.
You would blow on a nigga if you were some phone pops in there. The ones back then wasn't legit though. They had like two different bubbles on that bitch, if I remember.
It was just simple. They have a, you know.
I'm gonna call
they go to the barbershop and all types of hair.
Bro, design. we had the same four cuts.
Yeah, the same.
Nigga, y'all remember the belts, the light up belts?
I had it. What you talking about?
The light. Yes, you can spell your name. That bitch flash across the front.
I
was too fat for that, but I had me and my wife got the chains to get your names on it. They do in the mall. Me and her had one of them, man.
I had a Nintendo book one time, but everybody used to be on that bitch. Yeah, I used to wear that shit so proudly to have a Nintendo joystick on my belt.
The shit we did, G.
So stupid. All them shiny denim suits.
I
had a pair.
Yeah.
I had a pair.
Oh my God.
How mad I was, I couldn't get that shit.
Oh my God.
I had a pair.
I came to school with that shit.
Or the football players and shit, athletes that dressed up. You remember them fucking satin shirts that had the white cuffs?
Oh yeah. And then it was extra big. Them Jay-Z shirts. Oh, man. Oh,
the F.O. Sachi shirt.
The stars wearing that shit. Like, damn, man.
Y'all funny as fuck, boy.
She had to dress up on Fridays and shit.
You could tell who could dress and who couldn't. Real bad. Like, damn, nigga. Your ass went to the Salvation Army, man.
You don't go to church.
It'd be the days you thought you were clean and you really wasn't. They got him on some Jordan Hooper shorts one day, all red with the black trim. And I had a all red FUBU jersey with the white letters in it. Man, I'm walking around. I remember Miss Freeman stopped me. She said, boy, what the hell you doing?
Damn.
I said, damn.
Now, when the teacher asked you what the fuck you got on, the hot ass velour suits.
I had on one of them jacket suits. It was all brand, but you know, everybody was wearing that shit for Pacific Dreams. The suit was silver, and I had on some brown B boots. And you couldn't tell me shit. They was light brown. They was like caramel color. Tan. Horrible. How the fuck y'all let me walk out the house like this?
I cried my mom bought me some Dada shoes.
They had the spinning wheel in it.
I can't wear this to school.
I ain't never had this.
Damn, wrong with that boy.
The one with the letters, like the wrote on it, was okay.
Hey, that was a crazy time. My mama ain't never take me shopping. It was just like she just brought some shit home.
I know my mama never did me like that.
She just brought some shit home. G. It's like, and people used to always ask me, "Why are you so dressed up? I didn't have clothes. Remember what the fuck?"
None at all.
I want to look a certain way now.
Or for the women, y'all, them fucking Timberland heels. Everybody was buying them damn knockoffs.
What about them?
Them bitches were leaning.
Them jersey dresses.
Oh, it was a wild era.
Oh, them good them, old jersey dresses and Melissa.
Look like Air Forces. Oh, my God.
Them plastic ass Melissas.
Oh, my God.
These motherfuckers walk around school, sweaty toes.
Dirty feet.
She fogging in a motherfucker.
They thought that was the shit.
What was the jacket
we
knew the bitch was fucking?
Baby
right?
Fat jacket.
The half-on baby fat.
With the fur.
Apple bottoms.
All brown with the light fur around that bitch. That nigga said you she was fucking.
with the ponytail to the side. Oh, shit.
Stay clear of her, my guy.
Oh, my God. Red flag.
Oh, red,
red flag. Red flag.
They had them damn apple bottoms. Bitches thought they was fine. I'm like, bitch, you bought these apple bottoms in a two. Your bottom is not an apple.
Ooh, I know about two people like that too. That was like that.
I just felt like they should have made apple bottoms in a size 8 and up.
That was nearly
nigga, because if you wear anything less than an 8, your apple, it ain't developed.
I couldn't afford the Jabos with the straps, Ooh, I got mine on my phone.
Mm-mm. Mine was actually cute. Mine was actually pretty cute.
Man. Prom itself was ratchet.
Oh, yeah, it was.
I went to prom by myself.
The niggas had to make me go.
And y'all probably would think I'm fucked up for this. But my junior year, a nigga asked me to prom. And I went and I had a boyfriend. And this nigga came to the house and sat on my couch and watched me go to prom with another nigga.
Be fine.
I mean, I asked him first. He was in college at the time. That nigga thought he was too old for prom. Oh, okay.
Nigga is too old.
I'm gonna show you. I'm not missing prom because whatever.
You came back home though.
Experience was
really
prom. That's when you fucking fucked.
I don't even know what to say to that. Like,
I was supposed to go to prom with this certain person, but another certain person told that certain person that I was supposed to talk to her, and they were friends. And they kind of they kind of blew it off, so I ended up going home by myself. It was terrible.
Yeah, I'm going to prom.
Damn, nigga, you can't do that shit.
Why?
Do
I have a
I'm married to the person I dated my whole damn life.
Right, you're right.
I mean, you know, makes sense.
I
definitely have my senior prom picture. I don't know if I have my junior prom picture.
Cross-eyed as hell.
But the fuck we was thinking.
Exactly. Like, we bad. Thought we was cute. Like, we was the fly. Shit.
I had on like a pimp jacket because mine's like a long coat. So, you know, my shit was huge. You know, I thought I was a fucking man.
Y'all remember when niggas used to wear them top hats and canes? The problem.
Yeah. Oh, Jordans on their feet. Yeah, I remember.
That shit was awful.
Good times.
Good times, man.
That
good
shit
time.
Was fucking
terrible. I actually had cufflinks and shit. Like, mm-hmm. I was trying to be fly. I ain't know no better, man.
Hey, I pulled up to the prom.
Am I hooped it?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Same car I've been driving mm-hmm. the whole damn okay. senior year.
Mm-hmm. I just hate the ones pull up in the holes in the scene.
Them niggas was trying to
I had my
stretch.
Own car.
I was like, man, we ain't got no money for no stretch. Right. We can save that money for the room or something. You know what I'm saying? I had turned 18, like, my birthday was like 3 days before, 3 days after Corona.
Nigga, I'd give anything.
We can't go back to high school.
Nigga, but that's the thing. I thought I was fat. I'm like,
see, that's the thing. When we was in high school, like the chicks that we went to school, we thought they was fat. Then you look at the pictures back then, like, she was fat. We just, you know.
Right.
Didn't know.
Now.
Woo!
You're
18
right
now.
Gotta
be 2-something.
Nah, they like 3-something. I can say that because I'm up there. They up there with me. I'm like, shit, you, I can't pick you up. You can't pick me up. We can't do nothing with each other.
Okay.
Someone be walking. I'm telling you, every year somebody walk up to me. They be like, hey, Marzia. I'm like, who the fuck is you?
Such and such.
They be like, I'm like, damn, you was like 80 pounds. Like, what happened? I'm be good. I'm be good. I ain't gonna talk about that. That's another
stuff. Listen, it's some people I went to school with, and I'm like, you in your 30s. Why you missing out?
Oh, God.
And I think there's a. Well, thank you, guys.
What about the ones we see now? They just fell out horrible.
Oh, they look bad.
I'm talking
like they
about...
was a shit in high school. Now it's just like
we like 34, 33, 32. We not even 35, you know. You just turn. You just turn. We barely there. So I'm like,
me? How old are you? 34. Father Abraham.
Okay. Had a whole surprise party for you, my nigga.
Y'all need to have a surprise party.
Okay, then.
But you're still older.
Okay.
You was the nigga on the walker.
You was in the wheelchair. What the fuck? Yeah. I still walk.
By force. Y'all forced me in the wheelchair. And you see what happened when you do that. You know what I'm saying?
I saw somebody like, it was like in 19 homecoming. 2019. I saw somebody like, it's either 03 or 04. I was like, God damn, you look like you about 80 years old. Like, what happened? I don't know. I don't think they on drugs. I don't know what happened. Oh.
Who was that? Oh, that's your thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was fucking.
Hey.
They didn't pull up his damn suit. He took your ass to the
No, in my boyfriend at the time, I dated big niggas. He couldn't fish. He the nigga at him. Mm-hmm.
He allowed you to go
to the front.
Excuse me.
Did you go home that night?
She did.
I did. Okay. Negatory. I went home. It was like 3 a.m. But went home.
No hotel room. No.
Man, that's a bad story. That's a, you know what. Right.
You know what?
I'm
gonna get you in trouble.
You ain't got time.
Uh-uh, I'm gonna say that for Facebook. That's gonna be a story. I'll tell y'all. How I try to get a hotel room.
You're supposed to get one of your older family members.
All right, so it's prom night. Two stories. First, it's all one story. First story, I'm talking about the almost fight. Then I'm gonna talk about, yes, my wife almost fought somebody at prom, at the prom, at outside of Olive Garden. Yes. She was pregnant. Now we're gonna blame it on the hormone. So, I ain't gonna say no names.
Please don't.
But we y'all know who y'all are, all the players in this.
Jesus.
And it was 8 of us. four different cars. So she got, one person got mad because we didn't really have it set up like we should. And restaurants, like the thing with Monroe, restaurants was closing. So we get, we try to go out to eat at like 10. Damn near every place in Monroe, even though it's Saturday, they trying to close down and shit. So we decided to go to, it was a decision between IHOP and RJ Gates. So yeah, that's how long ago this was. So we was trying to decide. So old girl kind of was upset. And I don't know what the fuck happened to this hormonal nigga. She said, I'm about tired of your shit. So she kicked off one shoe. And one shoe just kind of went in the air like this. And she kicked out the other shoe. That bitch almost went to the roof of Olive Garden. I almost got stuck on outside. I kid you not. I'm like, this, I'm like, you are pregnant. You cannot be out here trying to fight nobody. Like, what's wrong with you? So we was able to get them calmed down. Me and my homeboy, we spiked each other up like, these motherfuckers is tripping. So since they was about to fight, the other two friends we had, the other two couples, one couple came with us to IHOP, and the other couple went to RJ Gators with them. And that just fucked up our whole prom night, because after that, the mood just was, it was gone. It was zapped. It was messed up. Then I tried to go get a hotel room. One of y'all classmates worked at La Quinta. So I went to go get a room. You know, he was get, he got the room. When we got to the room was messed up, and then I couldn't get in the key. I was like, fuck it. I went back. She was mad. She just get, we just got our money back, and I just took her home. I just took her home. Yeah. I mean, we smashed in the car, but I just took her home afterwards. God, damn. What? What? That's what my car was for. That's what it was for. That's what it was for.
Fuck it.
That's it.
Fuck yeah.
That's all I need in that car. All senior year. The dream's gonna kill me, but that's what we did. That's what
your,
we did.
Your wife, man, no shame in fucking.
Every weekend. On the weekdays, even. Especially when like school was almost over. Shh. Clapping like every day. So, I don't know. It is what it is.
Once
so
you start, it's a wrap.
Bro, I tell somebody they was like Pringles. Once you pop the fun, don't stop, man. It just, that's all it took was like two good times. I was like, when we doing this again?
I'll tell people I'm gonna lay bloomer, man. Once I start,
that's how I feel. I ain't start till I was 17, and that whole year was bad.
Nothing to be ashamed of.
I'm not.
Now watch this. Ask one of them when we lay first, man. How are y'all?
Oh, so you really? Like me? Okay.
Shit. Do you see the smirks? How old?
We're not even gonna ask you. That's okay. Nigga, that was
fucking 15.
How old you was? Damn, she got 2 years. How old you was? You first started fucking. 15. You was fucking at 15. You lying, bitch. All
right, so my mate. How about you? My mate TD and. It's like my son.
You was running Origins and Trains at 15.
Dude, you have to think about the when you meet some your homeboys. Well, they become your brothers, and the first thing they ask you,
"No,
how does the pussy feel inside?"
Stop. What type niggas ain't asking no niggas that when they first meet them?
The first time I met a kingdom, the first question that came out of his mouth, that's already talking about. Them. They look at me, hey, right. Fuck before, right? I'm a yeah. So how does a pussy feel inside? Cold, warm, or hot? I said hot. I said hot.
First of all, you should have went to the doctor. Second of all, what type of friends is asking you that, G?
I don't know. This is what they
some first. Fucking weirdo.
How? You don't think that's weird, nigga?
They will put me on game.
No, it was not.
No.
That's the creeper ass
question to ask a nigga.
My homeboys? No.
They put you in their coat and your ass fell for it. Now you got ass in your face.
Like, that's a weird ass question. How does a pussy feel inside to another man? Like, I would be like, nigga, why the fuck you asking me? Go get one and see.
I mean, I ask some of this question all the time. Like, nigga, you never been in a pussy before.
Oh, my God.
So.
Thank you guys for listening.
What was the other topic we had? I'm not going to this with this nigga again.
Please.
When do you stop caring?
And that stage,
in general.
And just in anything where there's relationships, friendships, situationships, jobs, careers, all of that. Just if whatever you want to throw out there.
So when do you?
Once I feel played.
When I don't like how it made me, whatever the situation is, once I don't like how it made me feel.
Once you feel played.
It's privilege. Because I don't like that.
It's once the disrespect hit, like, because it's different. I could, like, a nigga that made me mad before, and I'd be like, okay, whatever, you just didn't see it. But, like, once you really intentionally disrespect me,
it takes a lot to make me quit. I'm one of them people that try and try, but, like, with humans, I talk shit, but borderline people pleaser sometimes, I ain't gonna lie. So I'm gonna try until I can't try no more. But it's like a mixture of what they said. Once I get to that certain level of disrespect, I can't do it no more. And like, people I don't cut off, I ain't trying to brag. They have a hard time of me cutting them off. I'm keep going. They have a hard time of me, you know, they have a hard time of me being gone. Cause when I'm around you, I'm gonna give you your best.
Right,
my best. I mean, you know, at anything, that's just me. I'm gonna be a true friend, be there for you. You call me in the middle of the night, I'm gonna talk to you, all that type of shit. I do all of that, but once we done. So you don't get there no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, one of my homies was like, man, we used to talk all night. Yeah, you stopped talking to me though. Like, you stopped talking to me,
right?
So I stopped talking to you, and I want me to be the only nigga calling, checking on you. You gotta call, check on me too. So but that happens a lot. A lot of shit gets one-sided. Mm-hmm. And so you say, fuck it. You know, you just wake up and just realize you don't give a fuck no more. You know,
that's
people.
Hard. You're a good dude. That's hard.
But you know how many people fuck over me, though, because of that? Like, I have a long-ass list of people that I've had to let go in my life. It shouldn't be like that.
True.
Because I don't even have friends that I had grew up with because of that shit. Because people just... they try to use you. They're like, oh, Mark will just do this. A Mark will just do that. A Mark will be there. And so, man, that shit is draining. It's draining as fuck, man. It's tired. That's why I be like, tell people sometimes. Some days I wake up, I'm just tired. Like, I need people to pour in me. I poured into all these people all these years. That's why they, I know that. That's why, but I learned that shit too late. You know, I went to therapy too late. I got life coaches to tell me shit too late to be like, you was giving out all this good ass energy to people and they just sucking that shit up and they just leaving you dry.
Right.
And now you're dry, you're tired. You just like, fuck everybody. That's my mindset now.
I try not to change though, like shit, like you said, just like to give, you know what I'm saying? I know what it feel like to be in that position to need help and not get it. So like, if somebody come to me and they need that same type of help, I'm the first person, all right, I got you, you know what I'm saying? I'm coming, but you know, when it's not reciprocated, I know now, no, I'm still fuck with you, you know what I'm saying? But long handle spoon now, you know what I'm saying?
Like, correct.
But Mark,
to
go back to what you
nigga,
said.
The old you?
Oh my God.
Hold on, time out. Ask this nigga, when have you ever called me and I ain't
the old you?
When have you ever called and I ain't anytime.
In my experience,
anytime. T-A-O. Any fucking time in my life.
The amazing one.
Count S, baby.
I'm going to tell you this. This nigga that hit me up in the middle of the night, it's like almost 1 a.m. He talking about fight. Guess who getting up putting their socks and shoes?
You.
Stop saying shit.
Same thing. That's what I'm saying, though. Like, ask this nigga at any point in time in my life, even if this nigga called me, it, regardless of what it is, all right, G, I'm finna be on the way. Give me 5-10 minutes, whatever it is.
Niggas hiding in some bushes trying to jump me. I'm like, what happened? Oh, this bitch. Like, what's that? Hiding in some bushes. Man, nigga, come on.
That happened. But that wasn't my fault.
Okay. Mark. So to go back to what you were saying, the best thing that I have learned in dealing with people is that for you to still be yourself, because I do always say you have a real genuine heart.
And start fighting people.
To still keep that, you have to remember that people are gonna be who they are. Once they show you that, like, you just gotta take it for what it is.
Gotcha. Start rock bottom.
Who said that shit in the song? Once they paint you a picture, don't let them show you another picture.
That's always me. Like, I'm gonna give you the benefit of the doubt, but you got one time to show me who you really are.
Listen to my girl Maya.
I can't get mad. If I get mad, I'm stressing myself out about you being who you are. That's you.
True.
Right.
That's a big thing that we all have to learn is like people gonna be who they are. And you know, they're gonna show you some shitty sides of themselves, and you just gotta be like, okay.
Are you gonna deal with it or are you not? Are they worth dealing with it or are they not?
Most of them not. And then, like, you know, people.
I mean, now it's about peace. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
That's like
I can honestly say that now. Like, this nigga done been in some very toxic situations. Like, that shit is draining. But at the same time, it's like, shit, you'll never know what you miss, man. I'm telling you. Y'all got some time. Man, I should have brought your whole day.
What's the next topic?
What y'all got?
What do y'all want out of a man? Meaning, like, we get that y'all want security or what's the other shit y'all require from a man?
Stability.
Well, let's take sex out of this.
What? See, y'all don't take sex out of it.
No, this is y'all time. Take sex out of
it. We definitely gonna leave sex back in there, bitch, because I'm gonna need you to fuck me.
Listen.
Well.
Why would you say that?
Because what you doing? What are you doing if we take sex out of it?
So you saying it's always good for a sex?
What are you doing?
No, I'll take that. Take sex out of it. I'm asking y'all, what y'all want? If you take that out of it, what do you want?
Beyond sex.
Yes.
I would say this is like this fantasy, imaginary idea of what I want. Go ahead. I want to be pampered. I want to be like damn near just float me to wherever it is I'm going. Just dote on me all the time. Let them go. It's your time. That's it. Just pamper. Nothing else. I mean, of course, you know, it's a business and all that.
It's kind of
giving if you're doing all this.
Some dudes don't know. That's why I'm asking you to go in detail. Like, I ain't saying me. I said,
yeah, you did name.
Most men.
All right, carry on, sir.
I mean, if we are taking sex out of it, security definitely has to be there. And I'm meaning not just financial, because it's not going to be all about that. I need emotional security.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
get go deep on that. What do you mean by that?
I mean, you can't really fix a woman's insecurity, but don't be the person to make that insecurity worse.
Mm-hmm.
Help me heal. I know it's going to take me to heal myself. But anything that you can do to help me, you know, emotional, and that's what I mean by emotional security. Do things that, like, give us confidence in our relationships and make us feel sexy, make us feel wanted. Like, I mean, that's not going to bring sex back into it, but that's going to bring flirting back into it, intimacy.
Okay.
That type of stuff, like, because sex don't start in the bedroom. Like, I want you to look at me and lick your lips like I'm the finest bitch you ever seen in your life.
Okay.
When you pass my meat, grab my ass. You see me cooking, mm-hmm. be looking at me and be like, oh shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't have to always be that, you know. Make us feel loved. Make us feel appreciated. Right. Telling a woman how much she means to you randomly, not on a holiday, mm-hmm. not on our anniversary, shit like that, that shit goes a long way. Just saying, you know, like, babe, I'm really glad you're in my life. My ass gonna be like, oh. and because you did that, we gonna do something with that. You know what I'm saying?
I bring it up because you have men that really don't know how to do that, and y'all looking at me like, what you do? It's men that really,
I know that,
don't know how to do what you're talking about. Seriously.
And on the opposite end, it works for, like, it's some women that don't know how to do it, and that's where I feel like you really. We got to get out of this thing that, like, our partner is supposed to read our mind. Yeah, you're going to reach a point after a while.
We about to. Say it again.
You have to reach a point where you know that you can't read your partner's mind. You're going to reach a point after a while. Well, yeah, you can finish your partner's sentences. Mm-hmm. You know, if they get this look on their face, oh shit, she feel like this, or she pissed, or she this, she that. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, show a nigga how to love you. Tell a nigga how to love you. Mm-hmm. Tell a nigga how to fuck you. Mm-hmm. Don't go behind his back and say, oh, this nigga dick is wet.
Say that again.
Say that last part again.
Show a nigga how to fuck you.
Okay.
But on the flip side now. Mm-hmm. Well, y'all niggas that think y'all Mr. Marcus, you gotta be able to take some constructive criticism. And I do mean constructive. Don't tell that nigga, I don't like that shit. Don't do that.
Speak on that. One in the paint. Man, shut the fuck up.
She dropping some knowledge. So,
like,
that whole,
because I don't get offended if a man tell me he don't like something.
Everybody got that mind.
He might just not like it. Yeah. Like, show a person, tell a person how to please you, because that makes sex fun. That makes intimacy fun.
Me and Mark was talking about that time, about if she don't know how to suck dick, and you be like, you doing the wrong thing, she's not doing it no more.
I have asked my partner what he likes.
Right.
Women just want you to just know. They just want you to just know. Like, that's something that I think me and Randy, we don't agree on everything. We gonna agree on this. They just want you to know, like, how to love them, how to, you don't know. Sometimes I really like to tell my wife this. She get mad. I'm like, dude, this is my only relationship. I don't fucking know. Like, you know? I don't have this experience, that situation. I don't know. So a lot of times I do come in this bitch a little green and a little blind. Like, you know, why don't you understand? Because I don't, Who do I have to compare you to?
Yeah. Mm,
who right. do I really have to compare you to? There's no one. It's just me and you. You have a previous child with somebody. I don't know how deep their relationship is. I don't care. I don't want to know. But with me, this is it. This is my one and only. I don't know.
That's commendable as
well. I just don't know
what to do sometimes.
There's no more deep. I'm sorry.
So I get shit wrong a lot. I mean, I know I get on her fucking nerves. I get on her nerves. But I'm like, man, I just can't read your mind.
I just feel like if I don't get offended, nigga, you don't get offended. Because my thing is, especially if we married, nigga, we in this for a long haul, forever as long as fuck.
Y'all got to know it's fragile egos. I don't give a fuck how hard I come off.
Yeah, and I understand
or,
that.
Or, you know, how man it I is, am.
But some niggas get offended that you don't like what they doing, period.
Or you say something, it's like, oh, you
know,
crush their whole
exactly.
Like I said,
fragile
ego.
Every
it hurts.
The same.
It hurts.
But like, but what if it's coming from a place of love and it's not?
It can be
aggressive.
Okay, how many people are actually coming with you with that place of love?
Hmm.
Like, most people don't have that in them. Everybody feel like I gotta be loud, I gotta be rambunctious, I gotta put it out there, I gotta put this nigga down.
No,
and that's how people come out.
75% of the time you're trying to touch a foot.
Like, if this we talking about your partner, you doing this
to anybody. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, like
this nigga don't know how to fuck.
No, I wouldn't dare. Not my actual partner, like the person I'm in a relationship with, no.
But that's how a lot of guys, I'm not making excuses for guys because we do some fucked up shit, but that's how a lot of guys, how a lot of guys get their shit told to them. It's not, baby, you know, let's talk. No, it's like, damn, you don't know what you're doing.
Right.
You know,
I don't believe in bruising a nigga ego like that. Like, that's terrible.
People don't hold, they don't hold punches, man.
Like, what the fuck you doing down there?
You know, who taught you how to kiss?
Nigga, nigga.
Hey. I don't have
it's some women that I'd have asked that shit to. You trying to suck your whole fucking face off, man.
But you know, I don't know. That I think the biggest issue I have, I guess, ties into all that, is that I wish black men and black women could get back to a place where we could talk to each other without it being so much hate and animosity behind it. I mean, if you sit and just read social media just all day, that shit will break your heart. Like,
it's
because
awful.
It's so much hate on both sides. Men can't do nothing for me. I don't need a man. Or all these bitches, they just hold. It's just so much. It's
a big ass pissing country.
It's just so much hate. It's like, I don't need a man. I don't need a woman. Or this woman, all they want is this. Or all men want is this. Everybody hate each other. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, all y'all doing is spreading this hate to these kids. And wonder why they all going out here and shoot each other. Ain't no love. Everybody hate each other. So, huh?
That's true.
And that's why I try to tell people, man, bring love back. I be like, a lot of my videos now, I be playing R&B. I'm like, man, I don't even want to play all the rap no more. Just because I want people to feel good, because it's just so much fucking hate. Like, I know men and women have this language barrier between us, you know? Mm-hmm. We can't speak each other's languages right, but there was a time when we tried to speak each other's language. There was a time we tried to understand each other. Now, Kyle said, everything is a pissing contest, and everything is, you know, men versus women, and it shouldn't be like that. We got to work together. Other races are getting ahead of us because they're working together.
Everything.
You know, they have issues too, but they airing this shit out like we do. We airing all our issues out. Everything we have against each other, we airing every little bit, and we can't get nowhere with that.
Why are we the only race that does that?
That's how they made it, but we have to learn how to stop buying into it.
We are, and we're also a very passionate.
That's true.
Right. Yeah. So a lot of times when we express ourselves, it's always big. It is always flair, because that's just how it's just how we are.
Angry black man, angry black woman.
We gotta reel that shit back.
And then
though,
also, it's the environment, how we were raised, all that shit.
Times too, man. Everything a race war, like nowadays, bro. Football. That's like, what is that? That news page? KNOE, KTV, whatever. Yeah. I try to stay away from this.
Oh yeah,
it's from everybody. Just,
it's
like,
horrible.
So everybody is going in on everybody. Like, he could be somebody shot somebody, and then somebody out of nowhere. Look at these dudes. It might be two white people. Then you get somebody black coming this shit, and you like, damn, that shit wasn't even necessary. Mm-hmm. But because somebody said it on our post, somebody got to go back and say it on that. Mm-hmm. It's crazy, like that shit does. I blocked the page out because I don't want to see this shit.
It's the internet.
Man, the internet got people so goddamn bold, bro. It would be like, it's just like I was telling y'all, people coming on these fools posts, man. People talking about we spamming and nobody gives a shit. I guess she hears the comments because, like I said, I ain't want to get on there and go in on niggas.
We're not even doing nothing to nobody.
I know they didn't listen to it because, you know, he just commented on it.
Right. It's funny. I mean, it's crazy. I don't know. I mean, it's hard because, like I said, it affects the kids. Because, man, just the number of murder cases we got right now, and
ridiculous.
And it's kids. It's kids, 15, 16 year old kids
shooting.
Who finna get 30 to life? They life gone, and it's like, yeah, man. The parenting is just, I don't know, man. It's so much stuff I see. I be trying to figure out a way to fix it, and I just be like, fuck, I don't know what to do. Like, I just be sitting down like, what can I do to help? What can I do to help the situation? It's like, what can I do? Like, of course, I take care of my kids. Of course, I raise my kids, teach them. But, man, everybody needs to do it. Like, everybody needs to sit down with their kids and love them, because these kids are bullied. These kids get picked on, mm-hmm. they go on to school, mm-hmm. and they get hurt, they get mad, and they going back, and their favorite rapper say, shoot that bitch up. You don't like them. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when they catch them slipping, they shoot that bitch up. Mm-hmm. So they ain't getting the love at home. Mama trying to live her life. Daddy, we don't even know where he at. And it's just like, man, we got to get back to loving the kids and the family first. Like, that's why the structure, I see folks get mad about the structure. And they're like, well, nah, I make too much money. I don't need no, like, bro, bring the fucking structure back. I don't give a fuck how you feel. It wasn't broke, so there was no need for us to fix it. Now we trying to tweak it, and we got families that are broken because, you know, men feel like, well, I can just go out and do what I want to do. Women feel like, well, I got this money and I gotta have my me time, so I'm just gonna disappear for 6 hours. I mean, what are we doing? What?
Now, in defense of the whole 6 hours, well, I don't know about women who do that shit all the time, but
they do it all the time.
Sometimes,
but if you're taking care of business, that's okay.
No, I'm not even talking about taking care of business.
I'm talking about a lot of times, a lot of moms, we have a lot.
I agree with that.
Really?
And sometimes we reach a point where, goddamn, we want to run away. We want to be a deadbeat for 6 hours.
You don't think we want that experience too?
There's a lot of niggas doing it already.
We get a lot of that, though, G.
I'm saying
not saying us, but a lot of men don't be there anyway. I mean,
I see it every day.
We talk about that off the air about people, you know, around here that put on a show that they care about their kids and
don't give two shits
about them. You know, they look good on Facebook or Instagram or Snapchat or whatever the shit they do, but, you know, they don't even know the teachers. They don't know, you know, none of that shit. They don't know the kids' grades. They don't know what mom got to do when she go home each and every day. Like, I know what goes on, but, you know, a lot of dads don't fucking know how to do anything other than say, hey, and shake my hand, let's go play basketball,
dude.
You know?
Or the mamas got so in with $450 hair, and they child here with the goddamn fool.
I had a kid came to practice for the haircut. I said, boy, you look good, because that nappy shit, I was like, I don't know what the fuck your mom's thinking about.
I hate that shit on all the kids.
And I was just like, I told one time, you know, kids come and get focused. You hear, hey, whoever the kid is, I said, listen, I know damn well your mama wasn't happy when she woke you the fuck up. She was cussing you out, screaming at your ass, drop you off, just get out the car. Now all of a sudden she went like she's mom of the year. I said, if she say your name, I'm gonna take you off the field. I'm gonna tell you go to your mom, get the fuck off my team. Cause I know that she's just here just to take pictures. She don't care about nothing. Then your dad don't show up. I get so many dudes, I'm like, I have to ask, like, which one is yours? No, I'm just uncle. Where's the dad? In jail? Somewhere? I had a boy I found out last week. I'm going to stop him.
You got like 2 weeks.
Last week, he came late to the game, but his older brother came. So I went and talked to him, his grandmother came to me. I said, man, why you didn't come to the game? Oh, I woke up late, but your brother got here. So I started asking questions. I was like, no, you gotta be subtle with this. I was like, so where's your mom? Oh, she died. I said, when? A couple months ago. I said, oh, shit. So where's your dad? He was like, damn. So that's why you mad. Your mom just died. You don't know your dad, and your grandmother is raising you and your brother. So it's like pain that he has, and no one knows that this boy is mad. He just lost his mom. His dad's not in his picture. So now his grandmother, who never raised boys in her life, you gotta figure this shit out.
You gonna have to put it right there.
Fuck
OG. He's just 10. Well, 10 years old.
You know, get it right there. I want to thank y'all for listening to another episode of These Fools, man.
Save the kid.